Maryland's rivers once teemed with a fish called river herring. A century ago, watermen on the Choptank River caught millions of them in a single year. But the population has plummeted, and that is not just bad news for the watermen. It's also bad news for the striped bass, ospreys, and other creatures that eat river herring. Scientists are studying the fish's decline, and they're using a new tool to do it. WYPR's Andrea Appleton reports.
The fish we call river herring are actually two species, alewife and blueback herring. Both live in the ocean, returning to rivers to spawn. But overfishing, dams, and habitat loss mean not many come back these days. So if you're a biologist trying to find spawning river herring, you need a bag of tricks. You could dip nets designed to catch eggs and larvae into the river. But fish eggs are hard to tell apart, and you have to pick through a wet mass of dead leaves and muck to find them. You could send an electric pulse through the water and scoop up the stunned fish that float to the surface. But electrofishing requires several people, and it doesn't work well in streams that are too deep or too wide. You can use sonar, basically a fancy underwater fish finder, but one unit costs around $90,000, and it must stay in place all season. None of these are ideal if you want to study lots of streams quickly, but there's a new method that is. You fill a plastic bottle with river water and send it to a genetics lab. Fish leave behind eggs, waste, and slime as they swim. It all contains DNA. A geneticist can figure out which species that DNA came from. There's no way to know if it came from 10 little fish or one big fish, but you can see whether river herring are there and whether there seem to be more in one place than another. Biologist Matt Ogburn of the Smithsonian Environmental Research Center says that can be really helpful.
We're hoping to find out what habitats and what places are most important for river herring to spawn so that we can help rebuild their populations. You know, it was something that we recognized early on that we would want an efficient way to sample a lot of sites.
Ogburn is among the first to use environmental DNA, or eDNA, in the Chesapeake Bay watershed. He is creating a map of where river herring are spawning throughout the region. That takes some serious sampling.
The York River, the James River, the Rappahannock, the Potomac, the Patuxent, the Patapsco, the Gunpowder, the Northeast.
That's one of Ogburn's technicians, listing rivers the team has studied over the past 3 years. Because eDNA sampling is so simple, they could monitor more than 200 sites. But at first, even the geneticist who decoded the samples wasn't sure it would work. Here's Lewis Plow of the University of Maryland's Horn Point Laboratory.
You know, we're skeptical scientists, and we were surprised as anyone that it worked so well. It wasn't until maybe a year into the project that I was like, oh man, this is working.
The samples indicate that alewife seem to prefer the bay's eastern shore and blueback herring the western. Now Matt Ogburn is analyzing the data to better understand each species' preferences.
In the past, they've sort of been managed as a group, river herring, but alewife and blueback herring are different species that have different behaviors and probably different conservation and restoration needs.
Ogburn won't be tossing his nets and sonar equipment anytime soon. Sometimes eDNA isn't the right tool, but when it is, it sure beats trying to find the actual fish. I'm Andrea Appleton for 88.1 WYPR.